This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, December 28th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Tobias Black reports in the Columbia paper that New York Senator Charles Schumer was in Chatham December 20th at the Columbia Land Conservancy headquarters in Chatham. Schumer said that legislative action is necessary to aid the conservancy efforts because, quote, the forces of preservation never have the money that the forces of anti-preservation have. Preserving the beauty of the county not only keeps our lives nice, it's an economic shot in the arm, unquote. Other speakers at the event included Columbia Land Conservancy Executive Director Peter Padden and Karen Ross, a landowner from New Lebanon, who has donated easements to her farm, Andy Bicking, Director of Public Policy for Scenic Hudson, and Ethan Winter, New York Conservation Manager for Land Trust Alliance. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. One of the stories with a large impact on the WGXC listening area in 2014 was the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline. Here's a tally of local media coverage of the Pilgrim Pipeline, proposed to run from Albany to New Jersey, running through land near the New York State Thruway, I-87, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties locally. The 178-mile pipeline would carry Bakken crude oil to New Jersey and refined material back to Albany. While the pipeline largely stays near the thruway, in Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Cotterskill Road. Follow the links on the WGXC newsroom.wgxc.org. For all the stories written locally about the Pilgrim Pipeline, including 17 in the Daily Freeman, 0 in the Daily Mail on Catskill, 10 in the Albany Times-Union, 0 in the Watershed Post, 1 in the Poughkeepsie Journal on the other side of the Hudson River, and 8 on WGXC's newsroom. National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered showers Sunday, mainly before 1 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 45 and a low around 27 Sunday night. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 36 and a low around 18. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 27 and a low around 21. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 28. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.